how faithful the Lord is to me. Right? The thing, and I'm trying to get it, but it won't come up, is that Psalms 46. I'm right there in it. I don't know if they can get it on here or not. But and I just keep reading that over and over. It's my only scripture I've been able to read. I don't know why I can't read anything else. I just can't do it. I try it, but I end up back at this. But how he is my strength, and how he is, you know, everything relies on him. And I'm home. I really can't work. I try to do stuff, and then 2 hours later, you know, I'm out. And I don't know how to describe it other than I'm just done. It's not that I'm tired. I'm in absolute pain from whatever they've done to me. We know the cancer's gone. It's not that. It's from the radiation and the operations and all that kind of stuff. What do they call it? The word residual or something? Somehow, it's really putting pressure on my hip and my back. I mean, my hip and down the side. That's where they did most of the radiation shooting and all that stuff. But I just am amazed at how, like, I got to do this too. You got to know how much Kathy's been doing. My wife has been running to jobs, picking truckloads of stuff up, hauling windows, right? Getting stuff to work because I can't lift anything. I cannot carry anything. I cannot bend over to get it. I can bend over, but then I get here and it's over. And that's done. I can get one piece up, lift it. So Kathy's been doing that. Kathy's been going to work at Scott's Furniture because she has a job at Scott's Furniture. And Kathy also does massages. So she's been doing massages. She's taking care of Gavin. I need you to know how important this person is to me. I can't do anything, and I can't believe that I'm in a situation to where I can't do anything, right? So in that scripture, later on, God is my refuge, my strength, my very present help in trouble. And we hear that before, Jim, talk about times of trouble. I've had some trouble days this week. And I've called up some old friends of mine, 40-year-old friends. Hey, man, I'm struggling, brother. And they're just like, well, the Lord Jesus is going to get it through us. Now, if you knew these clowns, right, you're like, we're all surprised we're saved. You know what I mean? You know, we are. And we laugh about it because we're like, can you believe the Lord would touch us, man? Can you believe he's with us? You know, and we can't get over that he cares for us so much. Even when you're hurting, how much he loves you. How much he's with you, right? And then the one scripture says, be still and know that I am God. Right? And I don't like that whole idea of it. The other day I'm sitting there in my chair. I got my feet propped up. I had to go to the hospital this week. My feet were swollen up like balloons. So I wanted to check for blood clots because they were that big. So I'm sitting in the chair at home, right? And I'm looking out the window. Be still. And know I am God. I cannot move. He's got me in a spot to where I have to be still. And know he is God. And I thought of my dad. He used to say, Rick, just be still. People need to learn to be still. People need to know and listen to what God's saying. Nobody wants to take time anymore. And he'll put you in a position to where you'll have to listen.
Amen. Yeah.
And what's he doing? Another Charles Baker statement. From glory to glory. Changing us into his image. And I'm thinking, my wife is telling me I'm a better person going through all this stuff. I think I'm miserable, right? But she's saying it. I got people telling me, but Rick, even one of my sisters said the other day, she said, I like Rick better now than I've ever liked him, right? And I'm going, you know, and so that's the Lord coming out, right? And that's what he's doing. And what are we going to do with that? We're going to share him,
amen.
Right? We're not going to do anything else. See, and that's where we're going. I'm standing here hanging on this table. My son right there, man, he's been carrying. He goes with me and I use him as a crutch so I don't have to carry a crutch. I got one with me this morning, but I've been using him as a crutch. I walk around, I hold on to him so I can walk in the stores. Because I don't want to look like there's anything wrong. I know I'm coming out. I know I'm getting better. It's not that. He is in my heart. He's working on me. I feel like just really standing here like this and crying for 10 minutes. I can tell you, there's nothing else in this world but Christ. Amen. There's nothing else to do. There's nothing else to look at. He's on his way, people. It's time to tell everybody. Amen. We live, he's a risen Savior. Listen, this creepy old dude, man. He's telling you, man, he's ripping me a new heart. Amen. I hope this doesn't sound crazy, but I'm being serious. He's working on me, man. He's working on me. That's all I'm seeing. Everywhere I go, I see the Lord and all these people. I'm looking, I'm going, wow, check that out. There he is. How can you not see him? I know everybody's, they want you to focus on trouble. They want you to focus on all the stuff. Let's get in there and see how he is my strength in time of trouble. When you start seeing him in time of trouble, and when you're having struggles in your life, wow. Talking about praising a risen Savior. This is Rick Baker, people. It's not going to show up for me. It's funny how it won't work in here. I want to get to something, but it's not. That's enough. I'll quit. But you get my point that I'm not crying because I'm hurting. Well, I do some days. But I'm crying because I can't believe how much he's with me. I cannot get over it. I can't get over it. I just want to scream it. You know, and that point's coming. And I tell my wife, and Gavin hears me talking, there's going to be a platform come for me. And that's all I'm going to be able to say. Christ is King. Look what he went through on the cross for individually. Sit down and think about it sometime. Think of the beating he took. I stand here and I got a bad leg and I'm hobbling along and Jim's got a bad throat and they got to throw him back in and do another work on him. Right? But whose hands are we in? We're in the Lord's hands. The enemy ain't got nothing to do with this stuff, man. He's out. He was defeated on the cross 2,000 years ago. Christ is King. Amen. And it's the fact. And I just can't get it out enough. And I just know it. And I see him working stuff. And I got stuff coming up it's going to have to, I need help with work-wise and things like that. I don't know how it's going to work out. He's my strength in time of trouble. He's going to work it out. I hope I make sense. I hope I'm not just rattling on this morning. But I need to get it out, man. I need to start getting it out. And I wish thing would come up for me, but it's not going to do it, so we'll stop. I'll put it up. Thank you for letting me just share those few words. Let's pray real quick. Dear Lord, I want to thank you for my friend, Miss Hope. These 28-day trial periods or whatever, Lord, and we know Miss Hope's in your hands, and she knows it. But, Lord, we lift up Hope to you. And she is one good person that, through Christ, and knowing her, too, what a privilege in my life. And, Lord, we just thank you for this group that is willing to sing these songs this morning and bring praise and joy in my heart that helps me carry on. Lord, and we thank you for our brother Jim. He's right. We have nothing but joy to bring. And we thank you, Lord, that you want to live in our hearts. We thank you. We're just grateful. In Christ's name, amen.
Jump right on that. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free. Free in Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law weakened by the flesh could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fulfilled. Fulfilled in us who walk according to not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And then down a little bit farther. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you. If Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, which is going to happen to most of us, but it doesn't matter because the Spirit is life because of the righteousness. And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who has raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. Oh, one other thing. I have a box of these back there. This is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in one continuous story without any overlap. If you want them, wherever you're taking your missionary illnesses, come get as many from them. Come and get as many as you like.